Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is December the 30th, 2023. It's New Year's Eve, I hope everybody had a great Christmas. And RBN is live again. This is the show Thought Crime Live. My name is Stephen Douglas Whitener. I'm your host. We get together here Saturday morning and commit thought crimes together. And I have a good guest for y'all this morning. I hope everybody had a great holiday, Christmas. It was Christmas, y'all. That's the solstice. You know, it was great, the solstice. I marked the solstice, too. That was my one-year wedding anniversary. And anyway, I just really glad to be here. RBN, I want to remind y'all, is a listener-supported platform, and we still have this John Stadmiller book drive going on. If you are able to donate $100 or more, your name goes into the fishbowl for a drawing every week for a particular book that was part of Mr. Stadmiller's library. This, I've referred to this as Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood sometimes. I never did have the opportunity to speak with him, but he's the one who started this network, and he's passed away just a little over 2 years ago, November 5th, 2021. I just remember that day, but you know, I don't want to go back to that. But you guys, just, this is the lifeblood, I think you'd say, of free speech online now, because if you don't hear some of these things here, you're not going to hear them anywhere else. I mean, I have learned a lot from when I first started doing this 3 years ago. I used to think that if we could just get back to the Constitution, you know, we get the right people in there, and man, this is so much farther gone than we realize. And before I bring up I mentioned that we're a listener supported network, and also I wanted to read this article before I bring, or just mention this article before I introduce my guest. You know, this T-Mobile has quietly updated their terms of service to include fines for content they don't agree with. Beginning on the 1st of January, 2024, they're going to be fining users who commit perceived violations. This is Hal Turner put this up. I've seen it other places, too. I don't know how much this has gone through with, but it's called Shaft. It says, who knew in America that the phone providers would be policing the content of text messages to fine you? It says, Shaft is an acronym that stands for sex, hate, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and tobacco. It outlines the categories of text messages specifically regulated by T-Mobile's new terms of service, and is monitored and enforced by the Cellular Telephone Industries Association and the mobile carriers, who gets to determine what is and isn't hateful. Hateful shaft, okay? We got the shaft, y'all. That's what happened. Will political text messages be censored now as well, going into 2024? Those of you who utilize T-Mobile may be interested in knowing that they intend to apply this to all modes, quote unquote, of their bandwidth. Fines can range from $2,000 for certain scams down to $500 for hate. And then there's an outline and all of it. And okay, this, you know, we live in this digital prison these days, it looks like. It's looked like that more and more to me over the years, the more I've been doing this, especially. They wanted to create this digital panopticon. And what do you do? We talk about, we said there's got to be a different way. And one thing would be to not feed the beast. And my guest that I have today has a website called mark37.com. Let me say hello to the chat, too, you guys. And there's a chat for Thought Crime Live, chatango.com. And mark37.com is this gentleman's website. His name is Sean Patrick Terrio. And thanks for joining me, Mr. Terrio. I appreciate you. How's that for an introduction to what you do and how where we are in time?
Yeah, that works, man. And I think the article that you mentioned is very apropos, obviously, to what's going on. From my end, it's not new news. I've known for a very long time that all the networks are recording and listening in on the conversations that people are having, regardless of what carrier you're using. It's good in that more people are starting to wake up to this reality and realize that Google and Apple and Microsoft and Amazon, with their Kindle Fire and their tablet and their devices that they leave in your home so that you can talk to them and have it talk back to you, all these things are designed to be part of this surveillance state apparatus that people are completely oblivious to. for the most part, completely oblivious. And again, that is by design as well. And I know we're going to dive into all these topics, but the primary focus that I'm and mission that I'm on these days is trying to arm those who are on the front lines of the war that we are in right now. And I think you and your listeners would agree that we're at war right now with both enemies, foreign and domestic, primarily domestic these days. And in war, communications is absolutely paramount. And if you have access to your enemy's communications, you don't tell the enemy that you have access to their comms. You just let them continue about their business. So you hear everything that they hear and you see everything that they see, right?
Yes.
That's the paradigm that we're in, is that people are clueless as to how this stuff works, any of these devices work, and they just honky-donky walk around living their life all day, every day, not realizing that everything they're saying and doing is being monitored and tracked everywhere they go. So my mission is to educate people on how this is happening, why it's happening, and then giving people options and tools to help them escape this surveillance state apparatus.
Well, let's talk about one first tool that people will often bring up, and that's the Faraday cage that people say that you could put it in there. And I am yet to find one that actually worked. Honestly, I've tried using old microwaves and stuff to – and whatever I've constructed so far, I've been able to put my cell phone in it and then call it and the cell phone ring. And if that's do it, if it's going to ring in there, then it's not blocking the waves, is the way it seems to me. I mean, that's just my personal experience. I don't know. You may have something that works and other people may have used something that works, but I haven't been able to do it yet, you know?
Yeah. So
about that as a first line? Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, there's a great company called Slnt, SLNT.com, SLNT.com. If you go there and you use the code MARK, MARK37, you'll get a discount on your purchase there. But they have every flavor and shape of Faraday material you could possibly imagine. We have tested all kinds of different products out there. We think that they have the best material and the best product that's out there. A key with Faraday material is you have to actually wrap your phone correctly and appropriately. You can't leave any room for signal or air to get into the pocket of whatever it is that you have thrown in there. The other thing that most people don't know is that just because your phone is in a Faraday bag does not mean that it can't hear your conversation. So a lot of people will say, well, you know, we're going to have a secure conversation or a private conversation. Let's put our phones in the Faraday bag, and they throw the phones in the Faraday bag and they think that they've solved the problem. The reality is they have not solved the problem. That phone is still listening. It can still hear what's going on. What it's not going to be able to do is take that signal of whatever that recording was and push it out anywhere until you pull it out of the bag and it regains control or regains access to the local Wi-Fi or to the local network or carrier or whatever you're using. So that's a key thing that people do need to know, that most people are oblivious to, is that those Faraday bags don't prevent it from listening to the conversation that you're having.
That's a great point. So it's there, taken down and recorded, and as soon as it's exposed to a signal, then it's going to upload it to the enemy, basically. I mean, it's the way you look at it. I've heard mainstream media referred to as enemy war transmissions, and that does seem to be more and more the case. That I mean, I hate these masters of war. People have criticized me for calling this device in my hand a weapon, but it is. This is a weapons platform that every one of us is. If you're listening on a cell phone, okay. Now, if you're listening on a landline, not as much. There are some people who do listen on landlines, actually, to RBN, and some people only have that. And when you're wanting to be, I don't know how to put it, just anonymous or, you know, keep your privacy, that's some people have gone to that degree. I still have these devices, and I've been wanting to do something about them for a while. I was really glad to hear that you're doing this. I remember having a Linux computer before, but I never was adept enough with it to get things going. You know, this is the first time I've attempted to record one of my Skype calls. You know, I'm learning this technology slowly, and I've kind of got the boomer tech mentia, but people who are able should do what they can, because this beast, lives off data now. Like, data is like the new oil, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
that's the new, yeah. Let me turn it back over to you. You said that the Faraday cage, the thing to remember mostly is that it still can record your conversation, so you're not as secure as you might think you are. Don't get, you know, the people, these, and I was going to say that these people that developed this technology, they create things called SCIFs, right? Secure compartmentalized information, something like that. I mean, it reminded me of that scene in Enemy of the State where he had the whole building wired up as a cage where he would go in before he opened anything up. It was just, and that was 25 years ago. And that was the level it was then. And you can imagine now how much more miniaturized and invasive this technology's become.
Yeah, I mean, the SCIFs exist in a variety of different places. Some people have built their own, and they're designed to just eliminate any kind of signal from occurring inside or outside, from penetrating inside of the environment. So whether that's in a freight container, or you take some of this material and you wrap it around a room and you make sure that you go around with a radio frequency detector and make sure that there's nothing in there, it's not too complicated to create a SCIF these days. The real question is, what do you need it for? Why do you need it? Having some kind of a detection device, like a radio frequency device, is helpful, obviously, if you're trying to eliminate as much of the radio frequency inside your home for health purposes, which definitely people should do and can do. And I speak, I write articles constantly on these different topics, which you can find on the blog section of the Mark37.com website. I dig into all these different topics and, really running an audit inside your home. And it's no different. People just have to wrap their head around the reality, a lot of different realities. But one of the key ones is when you're doing this kind of an IT audit, a lot of people throw up their hands and they just say, oh, this is too complicated. This is too difficult. I can't do this. And you really just have to view it as a journey. It's no different than saying, hey, well, I'm going to become a homesteader. I'm going to start trying to grow some of my own food. You don't just buy a raised bed and then all of a sudden become a master gardener. You have to go through the process. You have to learn a few things, figure out what the right climate is for the types of seeds that you're looking at growing, the right soil. Hopefully find a community of people that can help you through the process. You can learn some of the mistakes that they may have made early on so that you don't make those same mistakes. It's no different. The process is very similar. And especially from an audit perspective, it's like when you open up a new bank account, you don't just open up a new bank account and then instantly everything, all of your accounts just transfer over. You have to do an audit. You have to figure out, okay, what are all the different things that I have tied to my old bank account? What are the logins? What are the passwords? What are all these different accounts? What are the amounts that are being withdrawn, so that you can slowly start to migrate them over to the new bank account? And when you're dealing with technology, most people have at least a half a dozen different accounts that they have tied to their devices, whether it's their phone or their laptop. So you really have to think through this and be very methodical about it. It's not like you just get a brand new iPhone that shows up in the mail and you log in with your new account info, and then all of a sudden everything transfers over. We're trying to get out of those walled garden environments that Google and Apple have established. Mm-hmm. And to do so requires a little bit of time, a little bit of thinking. It's not overly complex. It's not overly complicated. People just have to think a little bit. Stephen, let me ask you this.
That's crime these days, Sean. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Let me ask you this, because I think this is key. This is absolutely paramount. If I said, hey, Stephen, we're going to war right now. We're going to battle. And you're like, yep, all right, I'm with you. We're at war. We're going to war. And I said, okay, I'm going to give you a weapon right now. And on this weapon is a GPS tracking device, a camera, and a microphone. And all of that information is being fed to the enemy that we're about to go fight. And I'm not going to train you really on how this thing works at all. Would you use that in battle?
Oh, not me. Duck and cover, buddy. That sounds too dangerous, but that's what I'm doing. Am I not? While I have this device and in my hand, which I've said is a weapons platform, and don't know what I'm doing. I think of the process that you describe almost as digital homesteading, too. I had a guest on Thought Crime Live who is actually doing a homestead out in Missouri. And I think that the more ways I can unplug from this beast, then the better our chances are. It's, the more I've been able to unplug, the better off I've been. I mean, I was, you know, I made a lot of changes in my own health and life since I started doing this. And this is just one more step on, down the road for me. I think everybody should think about this, because we're feeding all that information about ourselves to them. And if it's free, then you are the product. If that product, that Facebook, that Facebook was LifeLog. It was a military thing, and it was a dossier on every American, apparently, until Facebook came out and they said, we'll let them do that now. I mean, it was DARPA developed. Let me let you go from there. We'll have a break coming up in just a second, sir, but you go from there, and then we'll come back after the break, y'all.
Yeah, that was 100%. You nailed it. And this, when the DOD and the CIA folks were being interviewed, they were laughing. They said that, you know, we don't need to fund this project anymore because people are freely and willingly on Facebook giving us the information that we were going to have to covertly try to pull from all these folks. So there's no point in us even trying to do this anymore because they're giving us more data than what we were going to be asking for. And it's the case. People have to realize that they have a profile that is shared amongst all the big tech companies and our three-letter agencies, and it has all of your information. And the way we win this battle is we starve them of our data. If they don't know where we are, if they don't know what we're buying, if they don't know anything about us, then you're stuck. The cost that they can charge for someone to advertise to you, which is how they're making their money, plummets. So if the last data point they have from you is this irrelevant data point that maybe you flew
there's the first break, sir. Hey, yeah. We'll be right back, folks. More Thought Crime Live after this.
The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Everyone, you're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. And yes, I'm live December 30th, Saturday, Thought Crime Live. This is, and we'll be live from here on out. There'll be special programming on the New Year's Day, I was told, but regular programming on this weekend. And I'm glad to be back. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. My guest today is Sean Patrick Terrio, and he has a website called mark37.com if you want to follow along with what we're talking about here. And I did notice that some of the folks are in the Chatango, that Talk Crime Live chat and go while we were on. So if you guys have questions or comments, I'll look at those. And let me turn it back over to you, sir.
Yeah, so what we were talking about is the reality that people are walking around with these weapons, and they're oblivious to the fact that all the information that is being processed and received and recorded, all the data, is being used against their own person and used to further enslave them. And whether it's the money that is being generated by these companies, these big tech companies, or it's their conversations that are literally being used against them, the reality is that it's all being used against you. And there are things that people can do. And so I think that's the key, is first for people to wake up to the reality that this is happening. And one of those key conversations is, you know, when was the last time you had a conversation about a product or you wanted to sell your house? And then within 24 hours, you started getting advertisements online for those things that you were just talking about. And when I ask that question to a room full of people, nearly everybody raises their hand. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's obvious that these things are clearly listening all the time to your conversations. You say, okay, well, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about your phone? And even normies, you know, regular people that I meet on the side of the street, not just the people that come to my training events, when I ask them that question, no one's happy about it. No one's thrilled. No one's like, oh, that's amazing. I'm so happy that this phone is constantly listening to everything that I'm doing. People are not okay with it. So they just don't know that there's something that they can do about it. And that's also by design. I mean, when we've got an apparatus, I mean, think about this, Stephen. Google, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook combined. These five companies combined make over $1 trillion a year. That's a year. $1 trillion a year, right? And they have been spending tens of billions of dollars annually for well over 15, 20 years at this point on products and features that are literally designed to enslave us, that are designed to keep us using this thing and be addicted to it. And when you talk mm-hmm. to the engineers at these companies and you say, do you allow your kids to use these devices or these applications? Unequivocally, they say, no way. We do not allow our kids to use these devices. And yet they're totally fine and okay with our kids using these devices. So to some degree, I feel, you know, like we've allowed ourselves to be entrapped and enslaved by this, and that, you know, they have literally spent so much money, so much time, hired the smartest people in the world to come together and figure out how exactly they can make it so that these devices are so addictive that people will literally rather chew their arm off than give up their iPhone. right?
Yeah, it's true. I see people have, and I referred to it as my NSA LoJack for a few years. You know, I try to leave it behind if I can. Yep. You know, turn this thing off and make taking steps to control it sounds like a better option. That's just me saying, man, I got to get away from this stuff for a while and be unavailable. Or it's amazing how much better somebody will feel after they've gone camping for 3 days without it.
Yeah,
I've noticed people repeatedly tell me how cleansing that kind of thing has been for them and over time. And yeah, I'm the same way. I have this thing constantly, and you know, I had my nose in a book before, and I think I've finished maybe 3 books since I started doing this. Well, now I'll read 20 books at once. You know, it's like it splinters our attention, it splinters our family, our personality, all that stuff has been by design, as you said. And that's this thing here, I don't know. I mean, it's a two-edged sword. We have to utilize it as the weapon it is. You know, it's like a David versus Goliath kind of thing. You think about Goliath was just this big lumbering, you know, like you said, the 96% of all media thing. It's their algorithm is going to end up being their downfall somehow, I believe. General algorithm, you know, that may be turned against it somehow. I don't know. It just looks daunting when you look at it in the face of all of this. And especially when people, as you said, are so conditioned and programmed to respond to it. But bottom of the hour, folks. Hey, we'll be taking your calls too. We'll be right back.
People say, well, I'm no good. I'm crazy, I have to learn. So I get stoned in the morning. I get drunk in the afternoon. Kind of like an old blue dickhound. I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but a damn show got it made. Well, I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Welcome back, thought criminals. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Stephen Whitener, your host. And hey, if you know other RBN listeners, let them know we're live again. Someone in the chat mentioned they may assume we're on replay until the new year, but hey, live again this week is special programming tomorrow, I'm told. I have my guest is Sean Patrick Terrio. His website is called mark37.com, and we've been talking about digital privacy and how this everything is taken down in evidence against us. You know, it's just all under surveillance at all times, and anything you may wish to say has already been taken down in evidence against you. That's kind of what it sums up with this digital panopticon we've been living in. And Sean talks about trying to gain some kind of control back over that, of your own data and your own information that they're using against you every day. We were just talking about how you never get past someone who mentions a product or says they need this, or my back hurts or whatever. It listens and sends ads to you. Their listening is obvious. Let me turn it back to you, sir, with that.
Yeah, and that's just the reality. It's the paradigm reality that people have lived in for so long, and most people are clueless as to what they can do about it. And the reality is there's a lot that you can do about it. It's not no one silver bullet. And we get a lot of people who are like, oh, well, it's just so overwhelming. You know, they're in the hardware. The carriers are listening, and people have tons of excuses. And so they just throw their hands up and they say, well, there's nothing I can do about it, so I'm not even going to try. And I say that's, you know, no different than saying, well, if you start homesteading and you're starting to grow food and you're like, well, my crop failed and, you know, this type of seed just isn't growing well, so I'm just not going to even try anymore. I'm just going to buy all my stuff from the grocery store again. Again, it's a journey. It's a process. And so we meticulously have gone about addressing all the different concerns that people have through the process of trying to what we call go ghost. But just like physical security, it's if someone has enough means and motive, they're going to be able to find you and kill you, right? So I could be, you know, in a bunker with turret gunners outside and special forces, you know, guarding me. But if someone really wants me dead, they're going to fly a plane over me and drop a bunker buster and blow me up and kill me, right? The question is there, are there enough means and motive to convince someone that it's worth going through all this effort to try to find me and try to hack my data and hack all my information? And the reality is so many people, the vast majority of people, are living in a paradigm where they have zero security and zero privacy. In fact, they have the opposite. It's the equivalent of them walking around a strip mall every day, waving cash around, saying, please rob me. I'm unarmed and I don't know how to defend myself. So you're going from a paradigm, which is today that you're living in, where you're freely and willingly telling people to please rob you and take your data. I'm going to happily give it to you, to a paradigm where you're just doing some basic fundamental blocking and tackling, like turning your lights on in your house at night and locking your doors, putting up some security cameras, whether they work or not, so that if someone's coming through your neighborhood, your house isn't the easy target. They're going to go for someone else's house that's a far easier target, right?
Yes, and from my point of view, that seems like the first step and the cheapest and easiest to implement that would add some layer of security would be to have one of those Faraday bags that the mobile device is in when you're out in public. Even if it is, will it block your access to your accounts while you're at? Because I've heard of people stealing the account information, you know, with the near field communication between the devices. Would that be the first step you think that someone should take? Was we talked about, well, taking the audit, you said, was the first thing, to just write down exactly what goes where and where you're exposed.
Yes. Yeah. And I have a whole article called Three Steps to Digital Freedom, where if you go through that audit process, I ask a whole slew of questions that will help you start to think through what are the devices that I have? What are the accounts that I have that are linked to this? What are the key core things in my life that I need to keep track of, whether it's your contacts list, your email, your calendar, you know, what are these things in my life so that you can start to document them and then you can slowly start to migrate them over. But I would say the Faraday bag is okay and it's good. And when you're not using your phone, you can definitely throw it in there and that will kill the GPS on it. It will kill any kind of signal. So you won't get text messages, you won't get phone calls. And, you know, people, for example, my wife's friends, hate the fact that she never answers her phone, and it's because she's never really around her phone. And she has from day one always said, this is my tool. I control when I want to use this thing or not want to use this thing. It does not control me. So she doesn't have it on her all the time. She lives her life. And when she wants to make a phone call or she wants to go and see what's going on, she then goes to the tool and she has the tool do what she needs it to do, right? So that's another key thing is these are tools. It's no different than a hammer or a firearm. It can be used for evil and it can be used for good. But the key is who owns and controls that tool. And when you have Google Android, Apple with their iOS operating system or their Mac OS operating system on their laptops, or Windows via Microsoft on laptops, that means that those companies own your device. You might carry that device around with you and you might use it, but they own the device because they own the operating system. They've got access to the operating system. That means they see what you see, they hear what you hear. So for all of you, those of you who use, you know, Signal or who use Telegram or use any kind of encrypted email service, and you say, well, I'm good, I'm secure, I'm safe, I'm using encrypted messaging stuff, I'm telling you that encryption is rendered useless and mute when you're actually communicating with someone who is using an operating system that's owned by Google, Apple, Microsoft, or Amazon, because they see what you see and hear what you hear. So it doesn't matter that someone who intercepts that signal can't transcribe it and make sense of that data if they see what you see and hear what you hear on your end of the device. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. How could you prevent that and still interact with these people? Is so there,
you
use, I mean,
so you yes, hit on it earlier. Ahead. Yeah, you yes. hit on it earlier. You mentioned Linux, right?
Yes, yes.
So Linux is an open source operating system. And what that means is that you own and control that system. And the key, I think we need to mute.
I heard you drifting it. Yeah, thanks. Go ahead, sir. Sorry. Go ahead.
So what I was saying is with an open source operating system, you regain control of that device. So that means that Google and Apple and Microsoft and all these companies are no longer controlling the device, because when they are running your operating system, they can access that phone, they can access that mm-hmm. device, and they can do whatever they want, whenever they want with it. And they have, in addition to that, all kinds of different applications that they're running on the background on the device that is mining your data and using that data. And in fact, because everyone wants the new thing and they're trying to get mm-hmm. the new device, those new devices are literally designed to do most of the processing of all your information so that they can package that into a nice little bow tie and send it off to these companies that are then using that information to enslave you. So all they're doing is literally outsourcing a lot of the work, the processing of the data onto you. So you're literally paying for a device that's only making it easier for them to spy on you more. So by using a operating system that Google and Apple and Microsoft have nothing to do with, you can remove them from that core base layer of the device that's like the brain of the machine, so that they no longer can control, access, monitor anything happening on your device. So for my phones and my laptops and for the people that we work with, they're all running open source systems. Various flavors of Linux on the laptops, which has evolved so greatly over the last couple of years that you don't need to learn how to script or program anything to be able to use those devices. My 78-year-old father, who's technically illiterate, can use a Linux laptop and not have any issues and problems. It works, and the user interface is exactly like what he's used to. And there are programs that can do Word and Excel and PowerPoint and all of these different things. There's something called LibreOffice. It's just one of the many tools. Mm-hmm. But if you look up Libre, L-I-B-R-E, office.org, it's like the open source alternative to Microsoft Office. It's cross-compatible. You never need to pay Microsoft a single penny ever again. You just have to find these tools and start using these tools, of which tens of millions of people around the world already have. And that's, I think, key is you're not the only person who's going to be going through this process. Tens of millions of people have been doing this. It's been happening for a long time. We don't hear about it because we don't have billion-dollar marketing budgets to, you know, brainwash the masses with and convince them that they need to give this stuff a try. So it's been a very much a grassroots guerrilla marketing effort over the last mm-hmm. couple of years to get people to start to consider using these things and actually using these things.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I just never thought I was capable of doing it, but I'm going to give it the best shot I can. You know, I've been saying the same kind of things that you are about this as a weapons platform and what time it is in our history, so to speak, for the year and however long it's been over a year. I had this show and for the 3 years I've been doing this, and I weighed 370 when, at my peak, and now I'm down to like 195. You know, I need to trim the fat of this data too. You know, it's kind of look at it the same way in a lot of ways. I took back control of what I was taking in. Now I need to take back control of what I'm putting out, I guess, is a way to look at it too.
Amen. 100%.
That's where I am on my own personal journey. But you guys out there listening, all you thought criminals, this is what thought crime all about, you know, finding a better way. I'm not on here to LARP and cuss and rant. I mean, it's easy to get angry and rant and point fingers at the obvious criminals that are doing this to us. But we got three pointing back at ourselves as we do that. We have to take back control of those three fingers if we're going to do anything at all. And that's where I try to put my focus. And I really do appreciate you working with me on this. I'll we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm going to start this process myself. I'm in the midst of moving this coming week. And so, but over the next month or so, definitely want to try make my goal, set a goal to at least have the inventory done in a week. And I don't have that much, but other people would have more things like your car. Okay. A new car is listening to you and smart TVs are watching you. And okay, there's an Alexa that needs to be shut up. So, you know, that kind of thing I have. So that's probably the first step.
Yeah. I mean, that's the most obvious, easy stuff, right? Our cars are just mobile tracking devices at the end of the day. In fact, I have an article up that's on that topic alone. That's just on cars and putting people to resources where, you know, we're not alone, right? There's a lot of people that are angry and pissed off about this. There's a lot of libertarians that are out there that are angry and pissed off about this. And so they've built these websites and tools where you can put in the code for your car. What's the word I'm looking for? The VIN number for your car. And it will tell you all the different ways that your car is tracking and monitoring what you're doing. And more importantly, where that data is going, right? Because
that's
almost
terrific.
Always it's going to the manufacturer. It's going to the car manufacturer. And the manufacturer is then selling your data without you even knowing it. So there's opt out, you know, there's mechanisms for you to opt out of that system. And they always try to guise it, right? They always try to guise it in something that seems nice. It's like, well, by connecting to this system, we'll be able to tell you when your oil's low and we'll be able to send you an email or a text message and give you all these notifications. It's like, how did we exist without all this super convenient stuff? You know, I get people who literally will tell me, well, Sean, I use my phone as my alarm clock. How am I going to know when to wake up in the morning? And I'm like, bro, did you not use an alarm clock prior to having a phone? Like, can we not go back to the time when we had simple tools that did only what they were supposed to do? Like, how is that so complicated and so difficult for us to do?
I have to agree with you. You know, I have often said on this show, I think the Amish are smarter than all of us.
Yeah, they're so far ahead of us.
Really far ahead and advanced. And they're not throwbacks, but they are forward thinking, it seems to me, because this beast is just, it's taking more and more layers of its masks off, too. Well, folks, we are coming up to the top of the hour break. And if you have a call, look, 51, a question or comment for you, 512-248-8252. We'll take calls next hour, too. And let folks know that RBN is back live again now for the weekend. Be right back, folks.
I was born in Dixieland, unreconstructed till the end. In Carolina, I was raised by my granddaddy in my daddy's way. They both taught me right from wrong.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network .org. I'm joined by Sean Patrick Terrio. His website is called mark37.com. And we have a caller. Let me go to our first caller. It's Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you have a comment or question for Sean?
Well, yeah, Stephen, idea that you can avoid ranting on this is probably lost on a lot of people when they realize the details of it. And the thing is, since 1997, I was trying to raise alarms about a lot of this. I knew an ex-cable TV engineer whose personal life blew up, and he ended up leaving cable TV to work for cell phone companies because back in the mid-90s, the FCC wanted every phone tracked to within 3 meters or 10 feet, you know, even off of one cell phone tower, because if you've ever looked at those, they have usually back then they had three vertical sticks in a triangle pattern on these towers, and now I think it's something like three on each side or four on each side panels, and have a little bit of down tilt, so they can triangulate, you know, pretty precisely nowadays where you're at, you know, with way less than 10 feet. So,
Me. As long as you're social distancing anyway. Yeah, right. I got you. Yes. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Well, then by 1997, I was asked to help out at this local kind of a hole-in-the-wall TV station. It was built out of an old garage. It was a low-power TV. And they all said, you know, the manager said, hey, man, when you see our fax machine locked up like this with an error message or whatever, just unplug it. And it took me a while to figure out what was going on because this other guy put an extension in where he could make phone calls from the production room, and it would ring like crazy, and I'd turn the dang ringer off. Finally, I picked up the phone one day, and I was hearing inside of a daycare center or a janitor running a vacuum cleaner, then he went to take a crap. I mean, all kinds of stuff that you're like. The daycare center phone, it rang while I was listening to it. And you could hear this woman's shoes walking across the floor, picked up the phone and said, hello, as she hit the talk button, the audio cut off. Then it came back. So I was like, holy crap, these are hot microphones. These are this is while the phone's on the hook. So cars with microphones in them, smart TVs, big surprise to me. I wasn't shocked at all about that. But what I did.
Well, and if you have, I was just reading here on that part on that Mark, his website. Can we really go ghost with our devices? And it was like, if you, this AT&T, what about the carrier? That's, the carrier goes way back, even before this technology that existed, and we were under surveillance then. You ever see that movie, 3 Days of the Condor, when Robert Redford was in the phone company in the '70s, the way he was hooking, flipping back? I mean, this has been around a while and been used against us for a while, but now it's like on, it's light speed now. It's like Operation Warp Speed on the surveillance technology. It's, well, what I've heard, it's frightening at the things that are happening.
William B. describes it as 4.5 billion targets. They've got the computer capacity to monitor as much data as they can on individuals based on...
And like, there's the top of the hour. Mike, can you hang on? We'll be right back for another... We'll commit some more thought crimes next hour, folks. Thanks for joining us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle